Presto Show.
And stick around because we have a really cool show today.
Grammy Award winners, Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from...
Sun Yat-sen was a Chinese revolutionary political figure, the first president and founding father of modern Chinese democracy. As the foremost pioneer of the Republic of China, Sun is referred to as the father of the nation in Taiwan and the forerunner of democratic revolution in the People's Republic of China. Although he is considered one of the greatest leaders of Chinese history, his political life was one of constant struggle and frequent exile. Sun Yat-sen's biggest political legacy is his political philosophy known as the Three Principles of the People: nationalism, democracy, and livelihood. He died at the age of 58 in 1925. In Vancouver's historic Chinatown, the classical Chinese garden is named in his honor.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Morning After Show. And we have special guests all the way from Regina, Saskatchewan, right? Yeah?
You bet. That's right.
We have Four Eel. They are touring around Canada, I guess, or?
Yeah, Western Canada.
Western Canada. How's that going?
Really good.
Very
good.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, how many shows have you guys already played?
Five.
Yeah,
a couple more.
We all have a different answer.
Four or five or six, something.
where have you played?
Played a couple nights in Banff, a couple nights in Kelowna, and then Victoria last night.
Okay, and Vancouver, you're playing tonight?
Tonight at the Railway Club.
Okay.
And then Penticton on Thursday, and then Calgary Saturday, and then we'll be back to Regina.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long is it from Regina to Calgary?
Eight and a half hours.
To Calgary, yeah.
Eight and a half. Oh, it's not that far, eh?
Not bad.
Yeah. Cool.
Not too shabby. Nice drive in the summertime. It's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So tonight they're playing at the Railway. Who else is playing tonight?
Sonic Dogs and Fanaticus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are Vancouver bands?
Or? Yeah, they're both Vancouver bands.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so... The Four Eels, is this your first CD? Or?
This is their second studio album.
Okay. This one is called Perhaps Another Time. And what's the first one?
The first one is called Elephant Summer.
Elephant Summer?
Yeah.
You betcha.
Cool. And what kind of music do you guys
play? It's a lot of stuff. We draw from a lot of influences.
It's a blend of basically funk, rock, and soul that we often call sex rock.
Yeah.
Because, it's really sexual music.
Yeah. You got a copyright pendant on that?
Yeah, it's pretty funky stuff these guys play. So let's listen to a song, no, from the album?
Sure.
Which one should we listen
Elephant
to?
Summer has a saxophone by Damien Walsh from Five Alarm Funk from Vancouver.
Okay, cool. Yep, so that's number two. Okay, so yeah, you're listening to 101.9 FM, and this is the Morning After Show.
I don't know how I go 6 months without you. Oh, yeah. beers and mimosas go so well with you. I don't know how I go 6 months without you.
So that was Elephant Summer.
Yep. Yep.
So that was with you have a guest there from Five Alarm Funk.
Yeah, that was Damian Walsh on baritone sax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
He knows how to rip it up.
Cool. So what's the story of the CD?
Well, we just released this online, and it's Pay What You Want. So basically, if you go to our webpage, fureelmusic.com. You just need to give us your email and share it with your friends, and then you get the whole album either for free if you really don't feel like paying, or if you want to donate, then we really appreciate it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, fureel.com?
Yes, F-U-R-E-E-L music.com.
Cool. And something that we always ask the bands is, what about the name? What's happening with the name?
It's just a play on words, really, you know. I think a lot of people say, are you for real, or, you know, that's okay. It's a popular saying, just re-lettered, I guess.
We wanted to be able to answer, yes, we are for real. That's why we named ourselves.
Cool, yeah, that's cool. Okay, so let's listen to another song, no? Of the album. Perhaps Another Time. Which
rhythm
track?
Probably.
Okay.
Be better.
Sure. Number 10, The Rhythm.
Number 10. Okay. Okay, let's listen to this one. It's called The Rhythm, and we'll be right back.
As I roll up my sleeves, the teacher wants an answer. 2 plus 2, who must equal 4? Who am I writing for? I sniff the chalk and I sneeze as I roll up my sleeves. The teacher wants an answer. 2 plus 2, who must equal 4? Who am I writing for? Fell off the rhythm.
hasn't been giving my pennies up to y'all. Oh, my mind is bent, cause I've been counting dimes and cents for someone else, yo. Once I find the rhythm, gonna find the goods. Once I find the rhythm, gonna do what I should. Once I find the rhythm, gonna find the goods. Once I find the rhythm, gonna find. Find the rhythm, gonna find the goods. Once I find the rhythm, gonna do what I should. Once I find the rhythm, gonna find the goods. Once I find the rhythm, gonna find.
Was For Ill. They're going to be performing tonight at the Waldorf. I'm sorry, at the Railway, right?
Sorry,
the Railway Club. So these guys are from Regina. How's the music movement there, Regina?
It's good. There's a lot of different bands. Yeah. A lot of bands, actually.
Lots of venues.
Yeah, decent amount of venues. A lot of indie and a lot of country. Our genre isn't exactly the biggest thing in Regina, so to speak, but...
That's good if we stick out.
Yeah.
Totally. What's the favorite kind of music there in Regina?
Well, the biggest band we
country,
have...
Country, maybe, or folky? Folk?
Library Voices is the biggest band in Regina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indie rock.
Indie rock, for sure.
Definitely a huge scene for indie.
Yeah.
Cool. What's the venue that most bands play there?
Depends if you want to get paid. If you want to go play for a music crowd but you don't want to get paid, you go to O'Hanlon's. If you want to get paid and do the work to sell your own tickets, there's the District.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, if you play covers, there's venues for that specifically. But if you're an original band, there's really only a few that you can really go to.
Okay.
There's a few others, but they're just not really worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. So not very many, in other words.
Yeah, I guess.
Compared to a city like Vancouver.
Well, it's the same thing here in Vancouver for the most part. You have a lot of venues spread out that are great places to play because people go there for the music, but you're not going to get a decent return on funds.
Right.
But the venues that pay the best are always the ones that you're bringing the heads, you're bringing the money, you're selling the tickets for. Mm-hmm. Canada-wide, it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so we have a request here. So we're going to play some Hawkwinds, and then we're going to interview Prophecy Son. And we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Was Hawkwinds with the song The Psychedelic Warlords. And we're listening there to Tyrana Horse in the back, and we have actually Prophecy Son there on the telephone. Hey, Prophecy, are you there?
I am here. Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good, other than trying to clean up ants that have attacked my counter in my kitchen.
Yeah, you had an ant invasion there.
I did. I spilled pickle juice all over my counter last night. Was too tired to clean it up, and then I awoke to coming to the kitchen to get a glass of water, and ants all over my counter.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, so I've just been, you know, cleaning like crazy for the last little while.
Cool. So Tyrana Horse, they have a CD called Ghost, Wolf, Mother, Hawk, Prairie, Unicorn, Lion, Lioness. You know, that's the... I guess it's the first one, no? The first CD?
That's the first CD. We're actually coming out with our second CD in July, and that's going to be called Garbage Bears.
Garbage Bears?
Garbage Bears. I'm working on the artwork right now, and we're hoping to release it in July.
Okay. Any plans for the release?
Yeah, we're hoping to do a show at the Wives Hall. I'm just collecting bands right now to fill the bill, and we're hoping for sort of like closer to the end of July.
Okay, cool. But yeah. in the meantime, you can check Tyrana Horse this Friday at the BX, no?
Oh yeah, and with Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire.
Yeah, that's a really, really fun band, no?
Oh, yeah, they're always in awesome costumes. They always bring a good time. And don't you have tacos and there's really cheap beer.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the perks of the British Ex-Servicemen Association. Yeah, we're going to have tacos and $2.25 beer, free pool, and yeah, really cool musicians playing there.
Yeah, it's been, we're pretty excited to play. We have, our guitarist is just getting back from Europe, so he's going to be, I think, a little jet-lagged, and we're gonna bring it.
Yeah. Well, how did you meet the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire?
Oh, wow. It was actually a show at the Astoria over a year ago, and we just happened to be mutual friends with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, we're playing a show together, and I just loved their set. And so from there on, we basically have been asking to play with them for shows.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they pull. Uh-huh.
Is it really nice to see another female lead? To sort of see how that happens in the band.
Yeah, I saw them a couple of weeks ago. They play also there at the BX, and yeah, they were really fun, really, really cool band. And
yeah,
excited also to see Tyranna Horse playing. Are you playing with the five members of the band?
Yeah, we'll be the full five.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll be us. And we're pretty excited to play. So we've taken a couple of weeks off, and I think it'll be good to get out and play some music. I've been working a lot on my solo stuff recently, and I'm also getting ready to release another EP actually with my band Spell. And so it's really nice to actually kind of jump back into the Tyranna Horse hat.
Yeah, yeah. Are you bringing your theremin?
Oh, yeah. I'll be bringing my theremin. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to wear, but it'll be fun. I don't know. I'm looking forward to probably losing my voice by the end of the night.
Is the whole band going to be in costume, or?
I'm hoping that we'll be able to pull something together. It's always kind of hard to wrangle some of the guys, but we'll try and see what we can manage.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'll definitely be wearing something.
Yeah, so that's happening this Friday at 1143 Kingsway. Tyranna Horse with the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire. It's going to be really cool. Just $5, $2.25 beer and free pool and cheap tacos. And yeah, really cool. Amazing musicians there.
Thanks, Oswaldo.
Yeah, no, looking forward for the show. And yeah, I'll see you soon. Good luck with the Ants.
Thank you. They just keep coming.
Yeah, and we should play a couple of tunes from your album, from Tyranna Horse. Which one should we play?
Well, we could go with probably one of your favorites, The Teenage Girl, maybe some Joy Wolf.
Okay, cool.
That'd be great.
So,
thanks, Bob Waldo.
Let's listen to Tyranna Horse playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. And yeah, thank you, Prophecy. I'll see you on Friday.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cheers. I'm not afraid to die.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for
the city. So we're back here, 101.9 FM. That was Tyranna Horse with a couple of songs there. It was Teenage Girl. That was Teenage Girl was the last song, and the first one was Joy Wolf. They're playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. They're 1143 Kingsway. We're here with For Ill. You want to introduce your names and what do you play?
I'm Justin. I do guitar and vocals.
Okay.
James Bell on drums.
Travis on bass.
And Thomas St. Ange on guitar.
Cool. And what's the process of the singing, songwriting?
Who writes the song? Sorry. To cut you off as well, though. I write lyrics and vocals and sometimes the music. And then sometimes Thomas writes the music and I do the lyrics, vocals.
Okay. And then you just jam?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a smoothie.
We all put in our own stuff for what? Yeah, pretty much me or Justin comes up with a tune and he always writes the lyrics, but then we bring it to the rest of the band and then I start playing and usually it sounds pretty good.
I throw in the strawberries, Travis puts in the pineapples. We whip it up.
Yeah. Cool. So what's the lyrics? What do they talk about?
Oh man, all sorts of stuff. My personal experiences, other people's experiences, like sometimes it's fun to write from other people's perspective. So uh-huh. I mean, and get out of your own head a bit, but it's usually about my own life and what's happened to me, which sometimes isn't that exciting, but I turn it into something pretty exciting.
Okay. Cool. But,
yeah.
Let's listen to another song, no?
Sure, yeah. Let's do Ain't Got the Time. It's number 3.
Number 3, okay.
Yeah, you betcha.
Cool. So this is For Ails. You're listening to The Morning After Show, 101.9 FM.
I ain't got enough of me, but I guess you have. Can't say I thought that this would last. Not for me, but all for you. Who knew that I loved you this much? It led to touch. And I ain't got the time, babe, to let you into my life. It's 'cause you blew my mind, babe, on the very first night. You should've took your time, babe, wanted to be mine. Oh, you wasted all your time and time. I can't believe I'm running it to you again on this night out in
just 'cause you blew my mind, babe. On the very first night, you should have took your time, babe. If you wanted to be mine, oh, you wasted all your time inside. Let you into my life. It's 'cause you blew my mind on the very first night. You sure took your time, babe. If you wanted to be mine, oh, you wasted all your time. Was it me, the alcohol, the wine, or maybe was it the weed? Touches and fucks a little bit, I
the for eel, oh, for eel, hmm?
for real.
Why in singular instead of for eels?
Good question. People still call us for eels.
Yeah, huh?
They do. Even though it says for eel, but
there's already a band called the For Eels.
Oh yeah,
and that's, yeah, it was. It's not supposed to be plural because it's the play on the phrase for real.
Yeah, which is always
used in the singular tense.
Yeah. Well, people tend to make plural of bands.
Yeah,
no?
They do.
Yeah.
Slackers.
So we have also Gabriel here, Gabriel Savage from the Niche. He brought the bands. So what's new with the Niche? What's new with your band?
Really with the Niche.
You're no longer with the Niche?
No, it's no longer my full-time thing. I've been keeping busy with bookings and just hanging out in the scene, meeting bands and networking with musicians from across the country.
Just
building a network.
Cool.
Shake family.
Yeah. Any music plans for
well,
you?
I'm doing a bit of a solo thing right now. I've got a couple artists I'm working with, a couple producers, one out in California, Toronto and New York.
Okay.
And a couple little solo projects or side projects going on here. Mainly everything's in production right now. And just alongside going to school and booking bands and working with a couple different venues, I'm just doing the solo thing and finish up some songs. Just keep busy.
Cool.
See you, man.
Yeah, so these guys are going to be playing Tonight at the Railway. Which other bands?
With the Sonic Dogs.
And, Sonic Dogs.
Fanaticus.
Okay, Fanaticus.
Yeah, show starts at 10 o'clock, doors at 9, all the essentials.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Excited, eh? Yeah, and then you're playing Penticton?
Yeah, Penticton Thursday and
Thursday?
Back to Calgary on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. And home. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, you betcha. Bring your dancing shoes to the Railway Club, though.
Yeah.
And go to our website and download the album for free or give us some money for it because we want fureelmusic.com.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire. They're going to be playing this this Friday. We'll be right back here, 101.9 FM. This song is called Collapse.
Tonight, I don't know, I lost my way to run. won't make a right. For 25 I will let you go. For 50 more I will even show you the way to your grave if you don't pay. I'm always waiting for the sun to shine. I'm always waiting under the streetlights. Hey, oh, I lost in the barrio. Now where you come from is where you go. Lost in the barrio. It's where you go. Lost in the barrio. I was waiting for the sun to rise. Bloodshot, mescale eyes. I had no place to go. I was lost in the barrio. What you got, man? What do you need? Chica, coca, a devil's weed. I got no cash, no, I got no way. I got no gas, no, so here I stay. Always waiting for the sun to shine. I'm always waiting under the streetlights. Hey, oh, I lost in the barrio. Now where you come from is where you go. Lost in the barrio. It's where you go, lost in the barrio.
Are Los Furios from Vancouver. Yeah, this guy's really cool, eh? Really cool ska. Awesome. Yeah, I really love them. They're going to be performing at the Ska Fest in Victoria. This is coming soon, the Ska Fest. And also in Vancouver, they're going to be playing on June 9th with Two Apple Tobacco and The Rain and The Sidewalk. It's going to be an awesome show. And that's on the 9th at the BX. That's 1143 Kingsway. And on the Ska Fest, let's see. The Ska Fest is going to be happening from July 10 to the 14 in Victoria. And it's going to be a really cool lineup there. The Boom Booms are playing, Tequila Mocking Orchestra, Los Rastrillos from Mexico, yeah, Toots and the Maytals also, Ambassador Blitz, the Ambassador from, 10 to 14 in Victoria. Yeah, you should check out Los Furios on June 9 there at 1143 Kingsway. It's going to be an awesome show from Los Furios. And before we keep talking with 4IL, let's listen to a band from Mexico called Los Fisfirulitos. This is a band commanded by Alfredo from Mamapulpa. It's a little political song, so let's listen to it, and then we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
¿A poco crees que los que gobiernan hoy pueden cambiar y hacerlo mejor? ¿A poco crees que sus guarros y edecanes no los pagan con recursos nacionales? ¿A poco crees que con tanta corrupción les conviene cambiar algo para un México mejor? ¿A poco crees que sin mejor educación podemos transformar esta terrible situación? ¿A poco crees que los corruptos y sus cuates no tienen compromisos con todos los magnates? ¿A poco crees que los que tienen el poder les importa si tú tienes algo que comer? ¿A poco crees? 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 ¿A poco no te has dado cuenta que quieren imponer a un candidato por la fuerza? ¿A poco no te has dado cuenta que a ellos les conviene este clima de violencia? ¿A poco no te has dado cuenta que por culpa de unos pocos muchos viven en miseria? ¿A poco no te has dado cuenta que si nos organizamos los mandamos a la mierda? ¿A poco no? 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 ¿A poco crees que votar por el PRI va a ayudar a este país? ¿A poco crees que votar por el PAN no es suicidio nacional? ¿A poco crees que votar por Nueva Alianza no es votar por el Bester y su bonanza? ¿A poco crees que hay alguno mejor que Andrés Manuel López Obrador? ¿A poco crees? 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 ¿A poco les crees? ¿A poco crees? ¿A poco crees? ¿A poco crees?
Está en tus manos.
¿A poco crees? ¿A poco crees?
¿A poco crees?
¿A poco crees?
Está en tus manos.
¿A poco crees? ¿A poco crees?
¿Lograré
cambiar? ¿A poco crees?
Está en
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Back here, that song was called A Poco No from Los Firulitos. Kind of political song there. And we're here with 4EEL. They're playing tonight at the Railway Club. And tonight also the open mic is happening at 3293 West 4th Avenue. They're at Displays Hashery. The best open mic in the West. So check them out. So, 4EEL are here in town. Is this the first time that you guys are here in Vancouver? Or
as a band, yeah.
As a band, sure, yeah?
Yeah, it's our first time playing in BC.
Oh, yeah? It's your first tour then? As a band?
Yeah. Tour out to BC, for yeah. sure, yeah.
Okay.
We've done, like, stuff in the prairies, like Alberta and Manitoba and Saskatchewan. But this is our first time in BC with our music.
Okay.
And, we had a awesome first few shows, like Kelowna was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Really Banff looking
was awesome again.
Banff was awesome, and I'm really looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Pumped.
How old is the band?
2 years.
Right? Like 2 years? Yeah. Okay. So it's pretty fairly new band there.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you been east?
We went to Canadian Music Fest in March and
in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Two showcase performances. And we're touring back east in August.
Okay.
So we're doing our western leg here right now in May, June, and then August we'll be out in Toronto and that area.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice drive, I guess.
Oh, totally.
Sure, yeah.
Cool. Okay, so the album is called Perhaps Another Time, and it's an independent, eh? You guys yep. self-produce it? And
yep.
Cool.
100%.
Yeah. And it's just hot off the oven, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, that just came out. Yeah. Its physical album isn't available on the street yet. It's only available on our website, so
okay.
for download so, at the moment.
Yeah, it's what's the website again? 4EEL.com?
Yeah, FurEEL.com.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to another song now before time runs out.
Hey, how about Sangria?
Okay.
I like that drink.
We are the sangria, same color as your blush. Oh yeah. I reveal a bit too much about myself and my luck. You said you like it. Easy for me to be alone.
back here, 101.9 FM, CITR. That was For Real with the song Sangria.
Thanks for having us, man.
No, thanks for coming. Too bad it's kind of cloudy today.
Yeah.
Where did you guys arrive? Yesterday?
Yeah, just this morning we came in from Victoria.
Oh, yeah, oh, from Victoria. Okay. So you got nice weather in Victoria?
No. It seems to be following us.
Yeah. Well, this is Vancouver.
Yeah.
Things are going to be raining for the next couple of days. So
it's living up to its reputation here for the rain anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for coming. And
thank
good luck tonight at the show, at the Railway Club.
Right,
yeah, pretty cool. This guy.
Yeah, your show is amazing.
And let's say goodbye with a Spanish ska band, no?
Sounds fantastic.
So this band is called Escape. This was a morning after show. I will be back at 2 o'clock. But in the meantime, Arthur is going to be hosting Inner Journey, a show about psychedelic folk or something.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. yeah, so I'll be back later on. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Forma anal, intelectual, de copa y sofá, tu mente no da para más. Hay una historia que te voy a contar sobre una gran multinacional. ¿Dónde acudes tú a colaborar de forma muy habitual? Forma bestial sin respeto a la vida tribal. Amazonas es su granja industrial de gran sufrimiento animal. Todo consiste en darle muy buen sabor a la mierda que vas a tragar. La televisión y un payaso cabrón se mofan de la realidad. Y el monstruo avanza devorando todo como un virus terminal. Y está en Somalia y aquí en su sucursal. Yo me voy al bar McDolar. Ay, 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 McDolar. Ay, 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 McDolar. Ay, 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 me niego a colaborar. De una forma puede terminar. Es la explotación del trabajador que ves tras ese mostrador. Visto lo visto, yo me pido de aquí y que venga.